Sefolufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark, man, a great call by you. That was such an exciting finish, and I don't know that anybody articulates it quite like you do, but that deep throw by Shador to get ultimately in field goal range and then the game-winning field goal, that was exciting, man. That was drama, so thank you, my friend.
You're very welcome. That was almost as exciting as what I just finished doing here. I got to let you know what just happened. So we just did Coach Prime's show, Buff's Prime Time, at the Post Chicken and Beer. And guess who our special guest was out here, Brady Hall?
I have no idea, Mark. I am blanking out. I feel bad.
I will tell you. The Aflac Duck was on the show with us today.
Oh, yeah. So. The actual Aflac Duck. Like, yep.
Mr. Aflac was out here today. And so, yeah, you can check out my Twitter account. You'll go ahead and, or my X account, I guess this is called. And you can see the photos of me and the duck out there. And so, yeah,
wow.
And I were sitting out there. So not only was I overshadowed by Deion Sanders, but I was overshadowed by a duck as well. So that's why my career is going.
Angel just pulled it up. Oh, that's great. Now, okay, I have a lot of questions now, Mark, that I wasn't prepared to ask, but now I'm asking.
Sure.
Are you going to be in the next commercial then?
No.
Oh,
I
come on.
Highly doubt. Well, listen, when you've got Coach Prime, Nick Saban, and the Aflac Duck, the last thing you need is me wandering around in my cowboy hat. You know, they just don't
no, that, I think you know? It would make it odd. Yeah. You have you in the background broadcasting a little bit, like
sure,
the ducks at the 10, the 5, and then, you know. another question I have, how is the duck treated? Like a celebrity-type mascot?
Oh.
I mean, I need to know the answers.
Brady, well, first off, I walk in, and the folks from Aflac asked me to come back. We've got a green room. And they asked me to come back and meet Mr. Aflac. By the way, that's what he's referred to as, Mr. Aflac. And Mr. Aflac has a travel companion because being flock animals, right?
Yeah.
They can't just be, running him around the country by himself. So he's got a partner duck that travels with him. And she was a little bit smaller than he was. And she was in a separate little, if you got like a dog crate. So she was sitting there, and Mr. Aflac was sitting on top of his crate, having some water and some kind of feed. And so he and I sat and communed a little bit. And then when Coach Prime got there, we opened up the show. They brought the duck out. The duck quacked quite a bit, shed some feathers. And then afterward, no one's allowed to touch the duck, by the way. They had the duck sitting on a chair, and then folks got to come up and take a picture in a separate chair, side by side. Now they got a chance to sit with the duck and do their thing. So, yeah, it's quite impressive. You know, we always talk about, when somebody asked me about Ralphie, I said, she is treated like a queen. And Mr. Aflac is treated like a king, make no mistake about it. Very well cared for.
Are we expecting any kind of shot with Ralphie and Mr. Aflac together?
That is a great question, and I don't know the answer to it. He is going to be, Mr. Aflac is going to be on the math field on campus and on Friday night before the ball games. You can go on by and say hi, and they've got all kinds of Aflac stuff they're going to do. And so he will be out there, but that's a great question. I don't know the answer to that, but I would assume, since you've got these two iconic mascots in the same venue, that they're going to try and get them together, I would think. I'm not sure what kind of interest they're going to have in each other. But probably none, but at least they could get a photo of the two of them together.
Well, and, I keep forgetting to ask you the mascot question. Who's winning in that fight, Ralphie or Mr. Aflac? I mean, Aflac's got a lot of bodyguards and stuff,
Yeah, but I think we know who's going to listen. As God rest his soul, the great Mike Leach once said, when you're talking about a buffalo, not many things are going to be a buffalo. So
that's true.
You got to go with Ralphie in that circumstance.
Oh, one of the best rants, too, just going through the Pac-12 mascots.
Yes.
I mean, that was historic, legendary stuff.
By the way, I did not at all at any time in front of Mr. Aflac or on the show bring up my history with other ducks and what I do with other ducks come this time of year.
Well, that
never came up.
Well, that's what I was wondering, Mark, if the rule is you can't really touch, like you can't pet Mr. Aflac, or if that was just your rule, because they're like, we know what you do to ducks, Mark. We know what you're up to.
Yeah, and so we kept that to ourselves. And I did scold the audience because they were sitting and eating chicken. I think that was offensive to Mr. Aflac as well.
Yeah, I think that's wrong at that point, right?
Yep.
Hey, Mark, can we ask, like, And I don't really have that big a deal, you know, with Ralphie running out and the players and the team, the way they typically run out after Ralphie, it's changed a little bit. They're not really running out. Mark, can you talk to us a little bit about that and the decision behind it? Or,
well, I don't know that I have any real great insights as to the order of them coming out and how they're not nearly as tight behind the Buffalo as they used to be. I don't know if it's been a small handful of home games. They've had some timing issues there. As far as Ralphie's running at this point, they've had no official comment on that. But I think, you know, she's still in the process of learning, and maybe so she hasn't run as deep onto the field as she has in the past. But I think that's, you know how offenses have to get their timing down?
Yeah.
I think that's what they're working. They're working on timing with Ralphie, I think, right now.
That's a good answer, Mark. All right, so Shedeur Sanders, again, it wasn't like his best game, obviously, but at the end he makes the drive that ultimately sets up the Buffs to win this game. And it was a crazy moment. And so, you know, Shedeur goes down at the end and he celebrates, does the watch thing to the ASU fan. And I said, I don't really have a problem with it because this was a huge win. A lot of people on X saying, how is this a huge win? You were supposed to win. And then I go back, Mark, as I tend to do. They were picked to win three games. They won one game last year. This is four. That would be a huge win if you were picked to win three. And then if you carry the four and then do all that stuff. So it was a huge win for this Buffalo's team. People forget about the unrealistic expectations that have swirled around this team the last, you know, month or so.
Well, when you're a bad 1-11, every win's a huge win, right?
Yeah.
And I did see that ESPN, their analytics people, put out something this week where they said that the odds of Colorado being 4-2 after six games based on that schedule is 0.2%. And
wow.
So, you know, I brought that up to Prime today. The Buffs are bucking the trends. So, you know, in terms of celebrations, I'm always kind of a Walter Payton kind of guy. Walter Payton had that line years ago where he said, you know, when you get to the end zone, act like you've been there before and you plan on coming back. That's me. And I know I'm more conservative in that regard than most anybody else is. And fans love the celebrations and the dances. And, you know, Coach Prime perfected that back in the day with what he used to do in the end zone. So, you know, for me, that's neither here nor there. Some people like it, some people don't. But you're right. Every win right now for a team that was 1-11 is a big win. And consider this. Six games in, half the way through this schedule, the Buffs are two games away from being bowl eligible, which I don't think anybody was expecting. Certainly not Las Vegas. We know that. They had the over and under at 3.5. So, yeah, every game is a big win right now. The schedule lightens up a little bit. They got a great opportunity as a favorite on Friday night against Stanford. You know, then they get the bye week to work on a few things. And you got UCLA and you jump into with Oregon State and Washington State and Arizona and Utah down the stretch. They got a great opportunity. It just continues to be a great story.
Yeah, it really does. And again, I think anytime the Buffs are going up against anybody, regardless of what their season looks like, the Buffs have a target on their back because of the hype, everything that goes around them. And talk to us about what happened at the end of that game, Mark, because I'm listening to the broadcast, so I didn't see it live.
You heard that, huh?
I did hear that.
Yeah.
And I went back and watched the replay and everything, but I'm listening through it through you guys. Cameron Scadabo just runs up, lays the guy out well after the play. I mean, what did you see?
Well, I didn't. I was sitting there, you know, because the clock goes zero, and I'm ramping up into kind of wrapping up the broadcast and putting a bow on it. And all of a sudden, Coach Barnett lets out that exclamation, let's call it that. And I look at him like, what in the world did you just do? Or was that, and I look at the engineer, was that on the air? Was it just in my headset? Sometimes we don't know. And what happened was you saw Scadabo come off the sidelines and lay out Jordan Dominick. I'm stunned after I saw the clip then, because we go to commercial break, and I look at Gary, and I said, what was that all about? he said, you didn't see what I saw. Well, it took me a while to see the video, and it appeared to be a heck of a, you know, unsportsmanlike kind of moment, but I'm surprised that from a league standpoint, you know, Prime said this week he talked with the head coach, Kenny Dillingham, and everything's fine, but you certainly don't like that kind of stuff. But you do wonder, with all the attention Colorado is getting, if they might not be seeing a little bit more of that at different times. That would be unfortunate.
Well, yeah, and you hate to see it, but I'll admit, Mark, as I'm listening to it, you guys, I go off of your cadence. So when I hear you kind of in the wrap up mode, I'm like, all right, let's shutter on down, and I got to finish this CSU Wyoming. You know, I'm watching both of those games, so I got to finish these games, and then I hear Coach say that. So my
let
first
out his exclamation
when I heard that, I perk up. And so my first thought was, did they just like return? Did they do some kind of lateral? Are they running the kick or running something back here? Did somebody stumble trick play here? Are we running for a touchdown? So I freaked out a little bit. And then when you hear the late hit stuff, you're like, not good, but at least the Buffs are still going to walk away and get the dub.
And I looked at Gary and I said to him later on, I said, you know, there was years ago when I was at Syracuse, we had the legendary coach Dick McPherson working with me. Mac would have a little, shall we say, exclamation as well on occasion. If there was a turnover, he'd let out kind of a natural response that fans generally do but should not be on the radio. And I said to Gary, I relayed that story to him, and I said, you know, when you're a legendary coach and you've been around a long time, people will kind of overlook that kind of thing. And so everyone has. All the stations that carry that, I don't think we've heard from the FCC in any way, shape, or form. And so I think we're just fine. But I told Gary, I said, you know, you do that again, I'm going to, you know, in broadcasting, we have a cough button.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I said, if you do that again, I'm going to have Shannon change that switch around. So it's not going to be a push to mute button. It's going to be a push to talk button if you can't control your, you know, your exclamations like that. So we'll see what happens.
And I'm listening to it online, so I was like, well, maybe it doesn't bleep out or doesn't drop the online stuff. So who knows? But I think everything. And you know what? If there's a crew to let slide, I think it's going to be this crew, Mark. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, that's right.
How about, the Stanford game coming up on Friday, looking forward to it. Another opportunity here for the Buffs, win number 5 coming around the corner. Travis?
Yeah, and you know, I Wednesdays are the day that I start really getting into the numbers. You look at Stanford, and boy, they're defensively challenged. Well, that's a nice way of saying it. Their numbers are not pretty on the defense. You know, teams are converting 56% of their third downs against Stanford. That is an enormous number. They're giving up about 37, 38 points per ball game. So, great opportunity. We just had Nick Williams on the show later tonight in the Colorado Football Network, and he was talking about, you know, we got to get better in defense. So they do, but I think they've got a chance. Stanford runs the ball relatively well. Don't throw it all that much, but you know, they're capable. Their tight end's pretty good, and so yeah, it's a winnable ball game and a chance for Colorado to be sitting at 5-2 at the break, at the bye week. And I think if you would have told that to anybody in Buff Nation, you know, 3-4 months ago, and said, yeah, we'll be 5-2 sitting at the bye week, people would have gone out of their mind. And so they've got a great opportunity here.
So, Mark, on that note, I'm hearing a lot, seeing a lot, too, talking about Travis Hunter, his potential playing this weekend. Do you risk it this week? Or if you're the Buffs, are you just like, you know what, at this stage, if we can get an opportunity to get him back, every opportunity to win, we got to take full advantage of.
I think that's the case. And since that, and we, you know, we just asked Prime about that on the show. And since, you know, the doctors have cleared him, so the medical people have said he's fine to go. And so I think if that's the case, if everyone's, you know, this isn't like, you know, you're you know, going and trying to come back from a knee, and so you're worried about, okay, is it strong enough at this point in time? So it's not that kind of injury. It's something that has to heal. Lacerated liver, I know it sounds horrible, but apparently once that's healed, it's healed. And so it's not like something you have to worry about him hurting again, apparently. And so since they've signed off and said he is healthy enough to go, they've done all the tests and all the scans and poked and prodded and everything else they do to figure it out. Since that's the case, you know, I said to Prime today, I said, do you have him on a pitch count? And he said, absolutely not. That's not what Travis is all about. So apparently he's going to go. And so if that's the case, listen, at this point, they're sitting at, like I said, at 4-2. I think you don't, if you've got the opportunity to get somebody of that skill level back, you put him back in the field, because you don't want to mess around here and say, well, we'll win another week, and then, you know, he's not out there, and something happens, and the other team pulls out a win on the road, and, you know, you don't want that to happen. So all hands on deck, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to, if we do get to see him back, I'm ready to see him back. He's such a special player. Seeing a two-way player play at that level is must-see, must-listen to, all that stuff. Mark, what time do you get to rock and rolling on the broadcast this Friday?
6 p.m. Mountain Time with the pregame show, so we'll get things underway in the Colorado Football Network, and then just after 8 o'clock is when we kick it off. And that means we're going to wrap up our postgame at about 2 a.m., so another late night for Buffalo.
Well, I'll be, I like to do it, whether I can watch it or not, whether it's on the Pac-12 network or not, I like to mute it, and I listen to you guys,
because
you literally never know what you might hear. Mark,
we have proven that again, haven't we? Yeah, you never know what might be said, especially after midnight. I mean, hey,
then
the FCC lightens up the rules.
Coach could just have some interesting things to say at the end of this one, huh?
That's right.
All right, Mark, appreciate you, my man.
All right, bud, we'll talk to you.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. Hey, I'm glad Mark talked about that, because I heard it. Yeah, I heard it. was hilarious. 40 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.